As I said this morning, it's such a privilege that you have chosen to be here tonight, and I'm grateful for each and every one of you because this is a busy time of year. And as always, we're going to be brief. We've sang a few songs of praise to the Lord. We're going to let some scripture go before our celebrations tonight and tomorrow or whatever you may have planned. And then we're going to go to the Lord's table. And when we do, I want to say that you don't have to be a member of this church to be a partaker of the Lord's table. You just have to be a member of the family of God. And what I mean by that is that you have accepted Christ as your Savior and Lord. You recognize and understand that Jesus came as a substitutionary sacrifice for our sins, according to Scripture. And I want to talk about that a little bit tonight, and then I want to share with you some of the words of the Apostle Paul as we prepare our hearts for communion, and then we're going to take the Lord's table. But I do want to invite you all to be a partaker of that. Tonight I want to read from Isaiah chapter 9 and then Isaiah chapter 53-ish. So Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, and again I'm going to skip some of this because it's a lot of scripture, but I just want to share this with you before we go our separate ways and ask the Lord's protection on us and our celebrations. Verse 2, the Bible says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined." Verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it." Now, if you would, turn your Bibles to Isaiah 53. I said Isaiah 53-ish because I wasn't sure if I was going to read the whole chapter or not, but I think I will. Let me read the whole thing. Let's just let the Word of God speak for itself tonight, all right? "Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He had no form or comeliness, and when we'd seen him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our grief, and he has carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquity. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And he bore the sins of many, and made intercession for the transgressors." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful, God, for what this time of year means and how, Lord, we need to be reminded of the very reason for this time of year. Father, we rejoice because it is indeed good news. It's good news to all people who will come to Christ. Father, I thank you that in this time of grace, we can celebrate the coming of our Lord, and we can look forward to the second coming, and we can share the gospel, and we can read words like this and expect a result because your word is timeless and powerful. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And that gospel had been birthed in the heart and mind of God before the foundation of the world. Lord, we thank you for this group of believers. We thank you, God, for the privilege that is ours to come together. And Father, we do this for the purpose of tightening the focus so that as we go our separate ways to maybe celebrate with families and friends and the potential for time spent together with people of varying levels of commitment to you, Father, we pray that we would not lose focus and that we would stay fixed upon you. Give us what we stand in need of, Lord, as this day unfolds into tomorrow, God, and even as we turn the calendar over into a new year, God, we pray that you would help us to stay focused on the light that is Jesus. Now, God, prepare our hearts and minds to approach your table. God, I pray that we would be found worthy, and that every sin and every blemish would be confessed and covered by the blood of Jesus. Lord, that we might not bring judgment upon ourselves tonight. God, we love you. We worship you because you're worthy. Thank you, Lord, for coming to this earth. Thank you for bearing our iniquity. And thank you for healing us by your stripes. We love you again, and we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. If I could get the ordained of the church to come forward, we're going to prepare the emblems. And again, I want to remind you that this is an open communion. We call it an open communion because it is open to anybody who believes that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. It is a memorial. And it may seem strange to some that we would memorialize Easter on Christmas, but it helps us to remember that the purpose of Jesus' coming the first time was so that we might be saved. So, this evening, I'm going to ask Brother Sam, if he would, ask the blessing on the bread. And Brother Corey, if you would, ask the blessing on the cup that represents the blood.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. Father God, we thank you for all that you've done for us, for taking our place, Father.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, I thank you for preparing a place for us to go, Father God, so we may be with you again, allowing them to bend and bruise your body, Father God. Lord, I ask you just to bless this emblem, and in your holy name we pray.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us the greatest gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
And Father, I pray you bless this cup that represents the blood of Jesus that was poured out as he hung on a cross, suffering for our sins. Father, thank you for loving us. Help us to love you more and more.
Yes,
God. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. I'm going to ask if you would to take the bread. Hold it until we can all take it together. And I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, as the Apostle Paul is giving instructions to the church at Corinth. He said, "For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for the experiences of this day and for this table and what it memorializes. God, I want to thank you again for this group of believers. I pray have your protection around them now, God, as we go our separate ways. I pray that you bless their gatherings, bless their conversation, their fellowship, the time that they spend together with family and friends. And Lord, I pray that they would receive all that you have for them, God, and that they would keep you first and foremost in their lives. Go with us now until you bring us together at the next appointed time, and we'll be sure to praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You are dismissed into the care of the Lord. Merry Christmas. God bless you. I hope you have a great, great evening.